Gurudev would always say when some special day comes, that he would say, something is better than nothing. Very humbly, he would say that. Sometimes he would take the simplest words and they became new and profound in a new way. Because if the Vaishnava repurposes something with Krishna conception, it has a new meaning. And we told one word from Guru is impossible to repay. We give pranami as symbolic. Actually, the only thing you can do is offer yourself. And we don't consider that enough, because we don't consider that we are. Jiva has no wealth on her own. But, so we thought, you can offer the world as pranami. It's not equal to a word from Gurudev, Guru. So he'd say, something is better than nothing. I think about this. It saves me time and time. Little instructions that Maharaj gave have become very meaningful to me in time. And sometimes I also talk to him to express some appreciation for that. And I thought once, if ever the expression something is better than nothing is true, it's in relation to Krishna consciousness. Because something, back to that one word, you can't pay back with the whole world. So he's right to the infinite degree. Something of Krishna consciousness is infinitely better than nothing of Krishna consciousness. And we have our duty, responsibility, on the basis of what's been extended to us, to try and extend that to others. We don't consider we have any independent wealth, but we can't deny we got something from Guru. So we try, however inadequately, to pass that on to others. And we don't judge the success of that by any other metric or standard than an attempt to please the Guru Varga and the upper world. If you think about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a handful of disciples. Sometimes Guru Maharaj says 6 or 7. Was he a success? And those 6 or 7, it's not like they were the ones who went on to, exalted souls, no doubt, but they're not the ones who went on to do astonishing extension of Krishna consciousness. Guru Maharaj said, in his final days, after he'd given the whole wealth of the Krishna consciousness movement and Saraswati Thakur, everything, the wealth, Gurudev, and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's what attracted Saraswati Thakur to come down in this world and distribute that. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur left the world lamenting, saying, I could not serve you, my Lord. He was crying, saying, I was thinking, taking himself to be a failure. That's the mood of a devotee who gave everything that would later, all the substance that would later become the Krishna consciousness movement. And you will hear at different times, we say, everything comes from Mahaprabhu. Everything from Krishna. We need Nityananda Prabhu's grace. Advaita and Haridas brought Mahaprabhu down. Right? But, Sachi Mata gave her Nimai. Vishnu Priya from, the Tyaktva Sudushtaja Shurepshita Raja Lakshmian, from the imperial throne and love of heart of Vishnu Priya. In one sense, Mahaprabhu is her gift to the world. But then we'll say, oh, we all owe everything to Prabhupada, Swamiraj, and Saraswati Thakur for giving that one, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's all true. And it's not coincidence that it's also the disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur belongs to Gadadhar Pandit. It's all Gadadhar Pandit's wealth. Who is Gadadhar Pandit? Srimati Radharani. The remainder, after she's given the wealth of her heart, which is the Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Krishna Prem. We say, oh, Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna Prem. Alright. Who? Krishna is Krishna. He's enjoyer. Krishna Prem means love of Krishna. So Guru Maharaj wrote so perfectly, Guru Rupa Harin Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. The Guru Rupa of Hari, of Krishna, is Gauranga, who is what? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Covered by the heart, the taste, what she's tasting, feeling, experiencing, her heart, covered by that. Then he's distributing Krishna praying. Why? It's what's in her. He's saying, I don't find anything better than this. So we take it from Krishna himself. He's saying, it's better to be a devotee than to be me. I'm telling you, I'm the only person who can know that. It's superior to be a devotee of Krishna than to be Krishna. I prefer it. What an astonishing thing. So Guru Maharaj identified this in the Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, Sri Radha, Padaseva Namritam Aho, Tad Aho means, oh, Datam, you show Bhaktivinoda, this is your gift to the world. What Mahaprabhu came down with that only Swarup knows fully, that's why Chaitanya Charitamritam is based on his notes, Sanatan worshipped, Rupa distributed, Raghunath Das and Krishna, they tasted that, enhanced the substance, Jiva and Baladev protected it, Brahma, Sukha, Shiva and Uddhava, they aspire for a drop of it. What is it? Sri Radha Padaseva Namrito Tadatam Isha Bhavan. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. The reason we're all in this room is the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Dandavan. Really, it's he. Dharmas Charma Gato Gateva Satata Bhogascha Bhogatmako. Guru Maharaj, if you look in other parts in the Astakam, he's saying how far off the Sampradaya had become before the appearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Vaishnavas did not have a good name. And everything was being modified, adulterated, imitated. It was a tragedy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur did the course correction to bring the Krishna consciousness movement back on course. That's why I identified on the basis of Totaram Das Bhavadi, the 13 types of Sahajiya Sampradayas. How fine a substance of Krishna consciousness. 13 different types of counterfeit substance plaguing, like a plague, upon the people of Bengal and Vrindavan and India, all wrong. All going in the wrong direction. Worse than what's going on in the world. That actually, as Guru Maharaj said, better to just be. And Bhaktivinoda said, I'd rather just have the association of an enjoyer than a Mayavadi, or by extension, these people. Right? Just that person has a chance to connect with a proper agent. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought it back on course, and at the same time has a family with like 12 children. It's India, you have to marry your daughters and do the whole thing. He's a district magistrate. Sometimes we hear he'd rest from 8 o'clock at night. He'd take chapatis and milk, thick rotis and milk in the evening, then rest from 8 till midnight. Then from midnight till sunrise, write, compose, do all those things, those magical things that he did. And then some 3-4 o'clock, crying out Krishna Nam. Then the sunrise comes. He rests a little longer, and then go to work and do the did, like. So he did all of this as a full family load too. How extraordinary! as Guru Maharaj said, when we consider the wealth, the magnitude of wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can only conclude he descended from the upper world. He's not a practitioner who achieved something in this lifetime. He shows that, like, that he comes here, and just like what might have been, relatively speaking, an ordinary Bengali of the day, from that position, he starts to assert himself. Not as, you know, a Sadhu Baba from day one, not like that. In his 40s, he says, you know, he gets a Chaitanya Charitamritam, you know, and starts considering the Eastern Savior. I mean, yeah, the Western Savior, he said, was Jesus, the Eastern Savior, Gauranga. The man who was trying to combine Hinduism and Christianity, they called it Brahmoism. What was his name? Ram Mohan Roy. He thought, this, like Bhakti, you know, he's the one who will carry on the line. That's why we don't understand. That Bhagwat speech that he gave was a parting of the ways. That's where he came out as a Vaishnava. It was shocking to Ram Mohan Roy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's when he came out and said, yes, the Western Savior, yeah, but our Eastern Savior, Gauranga. And he shifted everything in Mahaprabhu's direction. And Ram Mohan Roy was crushed by it. And that's when Bhaktivinoda came out. It's amazing. And the rest is just, you look at his writings. Even if you look at the one we say, oh, this is for the West, the Adunikiba, the Western, the Krishna Sangita. Yeah, little beginning and little end. Look in the middle part. All original Sanskrit composition of the highest, most profound, inaccessible. But an interesting introduction and an interesting summary conclusion. But in between, incredible. And Jiva Dharma. Read one chapter of any one of these books and you'll conclude this is not the work of a man, of a human being, but divine revelation descended through an agent. And of course, based on his qualification. So, and Gadadhar Pandit, remember, Saraswati Thakur says, in his concluding words of Madhya Lila, that if I look very deeply in my guru, you say, I see the Astanaika, means the Astasakis, the eight principles, you see, but going deeper, they're all considered like aspects of Srimati Radharani. He said, on the deepest level, I see Radharani herself. When I look deeply at my Gurudev. And Guru Maharaj points out, and not to take this in the wrong way, but really substantially, the guru of Saraswati Thakur is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda says, you go to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And there is some reasoning behind that. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, infinitely divine person. But really, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is everything to Saraswati Thakur. So even that includes Babaji Maharaj. And so he says beautifully there, I see Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Swarup Damodar, Lalita, Saki, and I see Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Gadadhar Pandit. So it's a double. Bhaktivinoda Thakur this day, Gadadhar Pandit this day. Just like Guru Maharaj once said, remember, Janmastami, Krishnastami, Astami means eight. Amavasya is an eight too. So the Krishna on the eight, Radhastami on the eight. So if you combine Radha and Krishna, what do you get? Purnima. Gaur Purnima. So, but in a mysterious way, and right for, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur will leave the world on the time of Gadadhar Pandit, as I say, is not a coincidence. And that Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani herself. After Krishna's plundered her heart in Halo, and she on the banks, Guru Maharaj wrote the beautiful sloka, Gadadhar Pranam, which just, and the Vyas, he wrote a few of the introductory slokas. It could help us, it gives you a hint, the criteria of his selection for this special work on the Bhagavat, to extract the Bhagavatam. We should never ever think that we understand these things or know these things. Just respectfully make our approach, and sometimes some glimpse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's like lightning, a glimpse. That's why Guru Maharaj said, Swami Maharaj said, you'll faint, meaning you won't be able to maintain consciousness there. It's beyond your conscious capacity to sustain. But Guru Maharaj so beautifully wrote this sloka. And as I've told many times, when one day in the afternoon, I love these times so much. There'd be Guru Maharaj in his chair, the plantation chair. In the afternoon, he looks towards the deities, in the morning toward Mayapur. He's on the bed in the morning, the chair in the afternoon. Anyway, and sometimes it's just he, Gurudev, and I, or if we're fortunate. And one day, I little mischievous, I said, what are those things that would make one faint? And Guru Maharaj is like, what? And Govinda Maharaj with that beautiful, and he started laughing in a very jolly way. And he's saying in Bengali, he goes, Goswami Maharaj wants you to make him faint. And they're like, what? And I said, well, you told, and I'm just, could you, a sample of what that would be, you know? And then it was very beautiful. You see, the two of them start discussing many possible things that he could say. It goes on for some time. They're actually. And then Guru Maharaj starts with the Nilambodhi tate sadasu viraha ke panvitam bhandabam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Sada Payana Swanayana Ashu Payana Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Bibur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. He said, on the shore of that broad blue ocean, your nila, nila means blue, nila chala, nilambodhi tate tata, like jiv tata, nilambodhi tate sada swaviraha. Mahaprabhu is on the shore of that broad blue ocean, feeling what? Swaviraha, separation from himself. What is that? Separation from himself. In the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna, he wanted to know what that, now he knows what it's like, and it's devastating. He's on the verge of death. The tenth stage of separation is death. Swaviraha, kepanvitam bandhavam, in the company of his friend, and there's Gadadhar Pandit with the Bhagavatam. Yeah. Srimad Bhavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya, and supplying slokas from the Bhagavatam like intoxicants. The way one friend is brokenhearted, another friend comes, gives them some intoxication to relieve their pain. So that what's intoxicating are these slokas from the Bhagavatam. And only Gadadhar knows, because it's Radharani. Imagine, this is Radharani's Bhagavatam. She's saying, these are the ones that help me. When I feel just like you feel, these are the ones that come to save me. She can only know that. And Lalita. But Radharani herself, this is Radharani Bhagavatam. And what Sanjeevayan is this like medicine that brings one back from the dead. Remember the Ayurvedic doctor in Calcutta told me, yes, there was one Ayurvedic medicine, Sanjeevayan Ras. It will bring a dead man back to life. Who, like, just died, like, a few minutes ago. Anyway, Sanjeevayam Bhatiya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Katama, Sadaswanayana Payam, Ashru Payanai Pujayam. And while Gadadharpan is doing this, tears are streaming down his face, like lotus tear offerings onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, washing away those slokas. That's why later when Srinivasacharya comes, Gadadhar Pandit says, what I want to teach you is washed away. Why is it not there? Because the tears of Gadadhar Pandit washed it away. And I say, as if we cannot know that. As if we're not yet ready to know what they are. Because when Srinivas comes back, gone. Only Guru Maharaj, and by extension Guru, and it's all right. It's not time to know that. It's beyond our capacity. Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhar, and he says, Gadadhar, who is he? Goshami Prabhuro, the best of the Goswami. We think the six, and we think the best, Gadadhar Pandit. Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Bibur Bhuyat Madeka Vati. And what I will select here, and let this be an offering to please that Gadadhar Pandit. So in this way, Guru Maharaj is giving an indication of what the quality of those slokas and what the subject matter, the tasting matter would be. And of course, we faint to be there. And hearing this, what I say now is aparad, bhakya aparad, compared to what Guru Maharaj actually expressed, but I just spun off against the wall and like had my head against the wall for around 15 minutes, like in fainted condition. And when I came back, Gurudev and Guru Maharaj are having a normal discussion. So, anyway, today's Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance. To go through the Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam is very helpful.
We like if you hear this today.
Yes, and we always talk of a particular slogan, but there are many there. And one of the things he says too, that's not, doesn't fully come through in the translation, he's saying, what you have given has exceeded Ramanuja and Madhva. That's what he's saying. What you're greater than them. That's what he's saying. You're greater Acharya than Madhvacharya and Ramanuja. Because what you've given to the world exceeds what they gave. That's what he's saying. And many things are there. And this one, that's one of the most poetic ones there, is like Kalidas. Where he's talking about, he's like the moon, and as moon rays nourish the life-giving herbs in this world, he, like the moon-like nectar pouring from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, revived the sampradaya, brought it back from death. There's many beautiful, every sloka is a jewel mine. So many things can be extracted from there. But that one about the moon shining on the herbs, giving them life and nourishment. And many, many things. That's why when Saraswati Thakur read that, he said, I may leave the world, but one man got it, what I came to give, and that's Sridhar Maharaj. Now I'm happy, at least one man remains behind who can represent me fully. So,
this idea of full-fledged atheism is kind of actually from Krishna Samhita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he actually revealed the ontology of rasa and how it's kind of a different world, partially different religious, and kind of fully Mahaprabhu teaching. So we can understand that he's not only a divine person, also able to represent the magnitude of Mahaprabhu conception in like all fields.
Yes.
That's like his ability. That's what he say, first part of the book I wrote for intellectuals, second part of the book only writing as a classical scripture, so that I want to accommodate two groups of people, one the intellectuals and one those who have mindset for religious studies and appreciate meter and slogans. So it's like perfectly fulfill any kind of group.
Right, but then it makes you wonder, what is his group?
Right.
He's doing this to... Right. But Guru Maharaj explained that also in his birthday song for Saraswati Thakur, the Guna Manjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Bayanam, that line about Vrindavan, Rishishe, Ravidya, Brajamanana Bahu, Braja Kanana Bahumanana, Kamala Priyanayanam. Anyway, where he says, in the spirit, and we'll finish with this, in the spiritual world, there's a kunja, that is the Yuteshwari, that group leader is Kamala Manjari, who's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in the group is Guna Manjari, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Saraswati Thakur, likes to sing the glories of Guna Manjari. Where is it? So, the Gunas of Guna. Because the name Guna is her name, and Guna means quality. But Guna also means thread. So he said, so with each quality, it's like a thread, creating a weave, and it says, creates a tent, a Chinmoy tent, that's irresistible to Krishna, and he likes to, Haribasanamaya, he wants to live inside the tent of the glorification of the qualities of Guna Manjari by Nayanamani Manjari. So what is the spiritual? And that's the kunja predominated by Kamala Manjari. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he revealed Mayapur Vrindavan had birds of the dam to attract people. Brahmins wouldn't go there. They were afraid because of the Muslim area. So he could only get some lower class people. Had to prepare ganja by his own hand for them to get them, like, to do the job. Many things. So when Saraswati Thakur was talking about Vaikuntha Vritti, no limitations on the extension of Krishna consciousness to others. It's in the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And anyway.
Are you giving talk tonight?
This was my talk.